Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1510. The topic is training, and the title is YouTube Workout Voiceover Birthday Leg Workout. So, it was recently my birthday. It was Monday, November 28th was my birthday, and I decided to do legs. So, why not? It was normal leg day. It's my birthday, so it's just a celebration of getting to work out. I love working out, even legs, yes. So, this podcast, what we're going to do is similar to what we did the last two times that we've done this same topic, and it was in podcast 1492 and podcast 1501. So, what we're going to do is I have videos that I recorded of me doing the workout. I'm going to record a voiceover for that video that you'll be able to listen to here on the podcast. The idea of this is that if you want to, you can go to YouTube and you can access it via YouTube, our channel, Brutal Iron Gym, or you can go to our website and I have our educational, like training education videos separated so they're easier to find on the website from all of our other videos on our YouTube channel. And you can watch it if you want to. The idea of promoting it here was to let people know about it. So the podcast does have a pretty good audience. So I thought featuring it on the podcast would help drive people to go check it out on YouTube, whether that's YouTube directly or a website. But I just figured I'd let you know it exists. So the first one we did was a leg workout on how to train your legs, but not thicken your core. And we went through a big long discussion of why that's a cool thing, an awesome thing. And again, that video I think was like 13 minutes and it's on YouTube and it has a lot of good information there. The second video we did was upper back development to develop a V taper to add some detail to the upper mid back and not grow the lower lats. Try to get that really nice V taper, which is good for men and women. So really cool way to train your back. So what we're going to do today is we're just going to go through, I'm going to do the recording for the video, and then after that's complete, I'll come back to you guys on the podcast and we'll talk a little bit more. But again, the idea of this is just to kind of let you know my thoughts behind exercise choice selection and just learning stuff. I mentioned it in the last two related podcasts that I used to watch In the Iron Asylum on RX Muscle back when I was 17, 18 years old, and it was Dave Palumbo would interview a bodybuilder and they would do this exact same thing. They would have a video of what the bodybuilder was doing in their workout and then they would record a voiceover. They might talk about nutrition, they might talk about training, they might talk about the exercise they're doing, but it was really awesome content that I got to listen to and learn from. And then I'd go downstairs and in my home gym and I'd practice everything I could mimic, you know, in the home gym. But it was super exciting and it was a huge, huge learning moment for me at that time. And I'm excited to now be able to give back and do something similar. So I love the idea of this and I have gotten good responses, so thank you. And if you have any topic that you would like to be featured in these videos, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll make you a big long video with a big long voiceover and tell you everything I know. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start recording that video. And then, like I said, you can listen to it here. Maybe it'll pique your interest and you can go watch it on YouTube. Or you can just, you know, kind of stop here and then go watch it on YouTube. I guess you could do that. But let's get into it and then I'll come back and talk to everybody. Okay, so here we have my birthday leg workout. It was my birthday on Monday, November 28th, so I decided to train legs because that's my normal Monday thing. Now, what's happening right here is not super exciting visually. What I'm doing is I'm actually stretching. This is a cross-legged glute stretch, and this actually helps to stretch open the piriformis muscles. So it's a really good way to open up kind of the internal glute muscles that are responsible. Well, basically what happens if they're tight, they're going to limit range of motion in a squat. They're going to tug and pull on your lower back. It's going to be pretty uncomfortable. So the benefit of doing this is that it helps to open up those tissues. I also really enjoy doing it because it gives me a chance to kind of get my mind into the workout. I'll be able to focus kind of on what my intent is, remind myself of my goals, kind of talk my way away from business mind, you know. So it just gives me a chance to kind of get in the zone. And I really appreciate that opportunity because it is sometimes difficult to switch your brain over that quick. For each of these sides, I usually hold for roughly between 30 to 60 seconds. And that's enough time to where anything that's tight will start to relax a little bit and you can get more movement in that tissue. And then in my following warm-ups, I'll get the blood flow, get the tissue opened up even more. But if these muscles are tight, the muscles of the inner glutes, especially the piriformis, it does tug and pull in your lower back, so you'll have lower back pain and it'll limit mobility in your squat. So it sounds funny, but just 30 seconds on each leg can make the entire rest of the workout that much better and that much less pain. So it sometimes is something that people will skip, but it's definitely something they should do. What you see here now is I'm in a half kneeling position. So I'm on one knee, the other foot's out in front of me to balance myself. And I'm doing hip tilt rotations. So I'm kind of tucking my butt underneath me, and then I'm arching my butt back behind me. What this does is it helps to pull open the hip flexor and the upper quadricep muscles. If these muscles are tight, they kind of limit your eccentric control, eccentric comfort and ability on squats, and it'll make squats just feel heavier and kind of more crickety than they need to. So this is, again, just something super quick. It's just 10 rotations of the hips, and this is something that kind of undoes the tightnesses that we create from chronic sitting. So when I'm sitting at the computer, these muscles tend to tighten up. So before I'm about to go squat and put a lot of weight on my back, I'm going to want to make sure I reestablish healthy hip positioning. So that's the idea of this movement. Now in this corner of the gym, you can see we have a lot of charts, a lot of jerseys up there. So I've worked with a lot of Olympic athletes and other clients and people of various kinds. On the green table behind me there, we do a lot of kind of stretching mobility work and therapies to get people movement ready. So movement preparation work. What I'm doing now is a PNF kind of stretch, and I'm contracting my glute. So I'm in the same half kneeling position. I'm contracting my glute, and then I relax my glute and I push my hips further. I contract my glute, I relax my glute, and push my hips further. This further stretches the upper part of the quadriceps and really gets into kind of like the belly of the quadriceps. So this is a real quick and easy technique. Again, you just squeeze the glutes for about a second or two, you relax, and then push further into the stretch. The key is, you can notice I'm not leaning back, I'm not leaning forward. You want to maintain an upright torso. That whole routine barely takes 5 minutes, but you feel amazing afterwards. Now what I'm going to is seated calf raises. I want to get my calves bigger, so that's why I'm doing these. And then also you can increase your movement, range of motion, freedom of range of motion in squats by making sure you have good ankle mobility. So what I'm doing here is I'm actually doing kind of bottom partials. I'm not getting a full contraction. I'm just doing bottom partials for 30 repetitions. And then I try to sit in a full stretch for around 30 seconds. This is incredibly painful. It does not look like it. It's not impressive. There's only one plate on the machine, but it's incredibly painful. And it really helps open up the soleus muscle, which is the muscle that's deep underneath the gastrocnemius, which is a calf muscle you can see. So this really opens up ankle mobility. And you can see my ankles are pretty flexed right there. So now when I go to squat, which I'm doing later in the workout, if my ankle range of motion stops, I have to make up for that in my hips or my lower back. So this is going to make sure that I get full range of motion out of my ankle joints. You can see me kind of touch my face there real quick because I was in quite pain. So there I jump out and try to run away. And then this is a side view so you can see where the feet are placed. So you want it kind of like right at the base of your toes and just really letting the ankle kind of stretch open. Then I moved on to doing machine abductors, which is where you push out, as you can see here, and then machine adductors where you push in. This is just a good way, especially this position where I'm leaning forward and holding on to the machine. This really helps to open up the adductors, open up the hips for what the bottom position of a squat looks like. So if you notice there, it's pretty much similar to the bottom of a squat, and I'm really getting to open up hip mobility and hip movement. So it doesn't take much, just one or two sets of 20 to 30 reps and you're good to go. But again, all of this stuff really prepares you to squat and feel so much more comfortable. So that way the actual muscles are the problem. They're burning and dying, not that you have, you know, a knee pain or a back pain or something else. So here I am doing the adductor, and again, these are not like maximal weight loads. They're getting a good burn in the muscle, but I'm not going to failure. I'm not trying to destroy the muscle. I don't want to create any actual damage. I'm just trying to push a lot of blood flow and open up the available range of motion. So that way, as I get into the full extent of a squat, kind of the full stretched position of a squat, I'll have all of these muscles ready and I won't feel anything, like I said, tugging and pulling on my joints. So that's kind of a quick and fast warm-up for me. All of that maybe takes about 10 minutes. It's pretty fast. Now this is a fun setup. Right here I have our Mars bar, which my mom and dad and Meredith got me last year for my birthday. I'm using it backwards, so it's kind of like mimicking a front squat. And we're using Mutant Metal J-cups. You can see the J-cups, they're actually monolift J-cups. So as I stand up, the J-cup like snaps back out of the way. I can squat, 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 and then I lean forward and it catches and holds the bar for me. So this is just a cool thing. So I got these, we got these, my wife and I, because she does low bar squats and we've been doing a lot of rehab for her, and it's just easier for her to find her positioning for her feet. One of the things we're rehabbing is her knees. So for her to be able to find her feet and then just stand up and start squatting is super easy for her, and it's safer. So the monolift J-cups are awesome. And then also, I get to keep all my squat rack function. I don't have to have a monolift, which only does a monolift. So now I can just throw these J-cups on any rack and have a monolift whenever I want it. So the front squat position here, you can see in the video, I was warming up. This is my last working set. So I worked up to, I think it was 3 really hard sets of 5. And the front squat variation of this is just a really cool variation. It really targets your quadriceps, beats them up pretty well. I was focusing on maintaining good pinky toe pressure and really externally rotating my knees, making sure my knees didn't cave inward. Really awesome stimulus for the quadriceps. It absolutely rocked them. So it was super fun. Loved that variation. It worked really well. Then I decided to borderline kill myself, and I set up the Mars bar in kind of the regular way that you would use it, where the handles are in the front. And I'm set up for a split squat with our Bulgarian split squat pad behind me, and I have bands on the bar. So I'm doing a Bulgarian split squat with the Mars bar banded coming out of those J-cups. Freaking awesome. I took the weights off here so that way you could actually see the whole setup rather than having to look around like 25s or 45s or whatever. But this was atrocious. But I loved it. Absolutely loved it. This destroyed me. So after this, I was laying on the floor for a little while. But it was a really cool variation. I have some old injuries in my legs that I've been able to correct. Actually, even after the injuries, I've squatted 600 pounds in sleeves. So I've helped them heal, and they've got a lot better over the years. But this is something where if I do Bulgarian split squats, they tend to just basically find anything that's weak in your thigh, and they'll make it grow. So I love Bulgarian split squats. I program a lot for my clients. I program them all the time for myself. So I torture myself with all the torturous things I make my clients do, because they're all freaking good for you. So I did a couple working sets of that. It was fantastic, wonderful, miserable, all the good stuff. Then to finish, I was doing a low, narrow stance on our leg press, you can see here. And I was trying to get a really big, full range of motion. So again, having the ankle mobility really helps you kind of get deeper into the stretch on movements, even like leg press. So I'm getting a real good stretch, tons of blood flow. I did a couple sets of 20, working up to one that I felt like I died during it. But it was fantastic. So that was my birthday workout. I did all the movement preparation stuff, loved it. Then I did the front squats with the Mars bar, then the Bulgarian split squats with the Mars bar, then finished with some high rep leg presses. All wonderful, miserable stuff. As you can see here, I'm laying on the ground trying to smile to the camera. So I have like borderline heat stroke, just dying. But it was super fun. I really loved it. It was a fun way to celebrate my birthday, just getting to enjoy the gym that I've worked really, really hard to create. So I'm very blessed and happy to have all these things. If you want to learn more about training, find the free programs we have, all the other different programs we have, check out our website at www.brittleirongym.com. Okay, I'm back to the podcast now. So hopefully that was interesting. I know you can't see anything, but there was a, hopefully I tried to describe everything as well, but it was just really fun to get a workout in, fun to have different exercise choices, play around with different things. And it's just cool. I like seeing what my body is capable of, testing my body, challenging it, seeing if I can continue to get a little bit leaner, a little bit stronger, a little bit more muscles, just continue to improve, you know, year after year. So I'm 39 years old now, but it's better than no, and better than no birthday. But 39, still very young, still a lot to go. So I'm very happy. I've joked about before that when I was younger, one of the things about eating right and training right that gave me confidence was every day was the sexiest I'd ever looked. So when I was trying to, you know, get my confidence up to try to go get a girlfriend, it really helped me knowing that, you know, every single day I was improving in little ways. Now, married and I got the girl, man. Oof, I got the best one there is. very, very blessed. But I still love to work out. I still want to feel confident and still want to look good. So I'm very excited, very happy to train. And I love getting older in the sense that there's still more time to improve. So happy birthday to me. I love that workout. It was very fun. So if you have any questions, make sure you email me at brittleirongym@gmail.com. If you want to see a video or hear a video, a voiceover of a certain topic, just let me know. And then go check out our YouTube channel, whether that's through YouTube itself or through our website, if you want to see that video along with the voiceover. Awesome. Well, I appreciate everybody checking in on the podcast. I hope you always get something from this of value that helps you live a healthier and happier life. If you do, and if you don't mind, please share the podcast. The more people we share it with, the more people we can help. If you share it on social media, that's great. But even just conversation with somebody, just let them know that the podcast exists and that we answer questions for free. I think that's pretty awesome service. Let them know that we're out here and that we're happy to help. Thank you to the people who donate to support the podcast. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day, and we're going to keep it for free. You can donate at our website at www.brittleirongym.com. There's an option for a one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation, even just $5 a month. It does add up, and it absolutely does help. So thank you to those who do that. If you like the information we share in our podcast, you can always find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brittle Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email, brittleirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.